Green Lake County Sheriff's Deputy, Chief Deputy Matt Van Kolk is with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, beautiful day.
We hate to start out on a tragic note, but recently there was a UTV accident involving four people in Green Lake County, and unfortunately, two of them passed away.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago was the crash on a Saturday, and you know, it's been under investigation since, and we're putting the pieces together in regards to that. Sheriff Patrol's laser focused on justice in that circumstance, and we're going to gather all the information we can and make sure that we put together a good investigation in conjunction with the DNR. So that's where we're at this point with that case. There isn't a whole lot more that I can release other than what has been released. But just encourage everybody, you know, as you go out in your UTVs and you're recreating in the community, be safe. You know, it's no different than an automobile. You know, the leading contributors to crashes are speed, alcohol, and seatbelts, injury, especially obviously with seatbelts. So if you're going to be going on rides on UTVs and recreating in that fashion, be safe. It's hazardous out there. And wear your seatbelt, make sure you got a sober driver, and even consider wearing a helmet. And it's going to, you know, keep everybody safe and enjoyable, and no tragedies means a good time. So,
well, sometimes when you're off trail like that, it's unfamiliarity with where you're going too, you know.
It can be. There's obviously a lot of things that contribute to ATV crashes, and each one is unique. You know, one of the biggest things sometimes can be the fact that these vehicles aren't necessarily designed for roads, and they don't react the same on a road as what your vehicle does. So you have to get used to that, and you have to adapt to how that vehicle reacts to asphalt and cornering on asphalt, braking on asphalt. The tires are designed for off-road. The suspension is designed for off-road. The stock things, some people have changed some of that up to be more friendly to the asphalt, and good on them for doing that. But again, just be familiar. And until you're familiar with how that vehicle reacts in those circumstances, you know, take it slow, take it easy, and use the proper safety equipment.
Matt, there's some highway construction coming up and a bridge project in Green Lake. Maybe you'd like to give us a few words on that.
Yeah, the snow's not flying anymore, so now the orange cones and barrels are out, and the mosquitoes will come shortly too, right? It's that season. So construction right now going on State Highway 23 between the city of Green Lake and Ripon, and they're going to be milling that off and replacing the surface there. And that's, if all goes as planned, should be done about the end of May. So we're hoping that stays on track. As far as I know, things are going well. But be patient and be mindful of delays in that area. You know, if you're traveling that regularly for work or school, give yourself some extra time so you're not rushing, and you can get through that construction area without any delays to your day. Mill Street in the city of Green Lake, that's going to be getting a new bridge right by the dam there. That's going to have a new bridge. So there's going to be a traffic impact there in the city of Green Lake, especially during the tourist season. My understanding is that's going to kick off in July and probably take 2 to 3 months to be completed in the city of Green Lake there. So a couple local projects that the community should be aware of and just recognize are coming, and hopefully make arrangements to limit the impact to their personal lives and days.
All right, a couple of other things. You have Corrections Week coming up?
Yeah. You know, I always like these recognition weeks. We had Telecommunicators Week in April, and that was probably shortly after my last visit. So I wanted to make sure and highlight. I missed that one, and we didn't highlight it in my last visit. So wanted to highlight Corrections Week coming up next week. The corrections officers are being recognized, you know, during that week, and just ask everybody to, you know, extend some appreciation towards those folks who keep our community safe by handling those that are incarcerated and doing their best to help them rehabilitate and return to the community in a productive way. These professions are very, very important. Every piece of the justice system is. And these corrections folks do an incredible work on a daily basis in an environment that isn't always that positive, right? There's a lot of inherent negativity that goes on in a corrections facility. And so we just ask for the community's positive support for those correctional officers, not only at our sheriff's office, but across the state and country, as well as the corrections officers that work for the Department of Corrections, the state of Wisconsin, they need your support as well. They do a difficult job. They work long hours and 24/7, 365. It takes a special person. So we ask that everybody just support them during that week. And then right after that, we've got Police Week coming up, and that'll be May 10th through the 16th. There'll be some ceremonies that kick off in Madison already on May 8th. And then Washington, D.C. will have a lot of their activities as well over that time. So, you know, that's a time when we can recognize law enforcement, the officers that patrol the streets, another piece to the puzzle, no more or less important than any other piece, but opportunity for us to support them in the work that they do. So encourage everybody to do that in whatever way they see fit. Blue lights are appreciated during that week. Everybody recognizes the blue light. So if you got one of those and you want to put that on your porch, I think our officers, at least locally, would definitely recognize and appreciate that support.
It's also a week when we honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement, and Green Lake County Sheriff's Office knows about that.
Yeah. You caught me, Bob. Yeah, it's been 20. It'll be 23 years this year since Deputy Bruce Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty very early on in my career, but very influential for a lot of us. And yes, we did experience that directly. Obviously, other area communities have also experienced that same or similar loss. You know, Fond du Lac, a state trooper, Trooper Casper, not too long ago, Winnebago County, Officer Meyer, that was, I believe, also in 2003. So a lot of folks here, a lot of local law enforcement are familiar with that kind of circumstance. So, yeah, it is time for us to recognize those folks. And if you've never been, I would encourage people at some point to go down to near the Capitol there. There's a memorial, Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial, and it's got the names of those who have made that ultimate sacrifice for their communities, and they're recognized there. And it's a special place, and I encourage anyone who has the opportunity to go down there and just pay a visit.
Okay. Now, apparently, Green Lake County has an ordinance regarding the prohibition of power loading a boat. What is power loading a boat, Matt?
Well, very technically stated in our ordinance, it's using your motor to put the boat on the trailer and not using a rope or winch to put your boat on the trailer. This, for whatever reason, caught a ton of attention on our Facebook post. And I was a little bit frustrated with that, I guess, in some ways, because people were very opinionated and there was a lot of comments that really didn't have the accurate information. So I guess to answer your question, it's using your motor to load your boat on your trailer in a very technical circumstance, right? But what has been going on at our county facilities, Dodge Memorial Park specifically and Sunset Park have experienced some of the heaviest damage. People that are using their motor and thrusting their boat up onto their trailer are causing huge washout holes behind the boat loading area. So then depending on the next person's use of that launch, they may have to back into a spot that's much lower than the concrete ramp, and their trailer could get hung up on the concrete, cause damage to their trailer, make it nearly impossible for them to load their own boat. So that's why this ordinance was brought forward by the maintenance department through Parks and Rec committees and up to the county board and passed. And it was passed in December. And nobody had any input through that process, at least from the community. But as soon as it hit Facebook, everybody had an opinion. So not surprisingly, but here's the way that this is going to be enforced. It's going to be enforced quite sternly, but the reality is I'm pretty sure you can go through Green Lake County and ask all our residents if they've ever received a citation for speeding, let's say for 60 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, and the answer is going to be no. We're reasonable people, and our sheriff's office is reasonable. If somebody's using their motor to position their boat so they can safely winch it on without using a lot of thrust to destroy the ramp and push their boat far up onto the trailer, we're reasonable. We understand that that's a way that you can load your boat safely without doing any damage to the facilities. And while we might take note of that, that's not something that we're going to be issuing a citation for. It is a citation just like our boat launch citations, where it'll be a minimal fine. I think it's $20. And then if you wish to contest the citation, it moves up from there to an ordinance violation, and we handle it accordingly. We don't like writing tickets, especially for that kind of thing. That's why we put the post out. We would much prefer to educate the community and prevent citations from being issued than issuing a bunch of citations to get people's attention. So on that front, I would just ask the community to recognize that we've got an issue that we're trying to address with this ordinance. There's been signs posted for many years, and it hasn't been working. Just having the signs posted hasn't been working. People haven't been respecting the facilities, and subsequently they've been causing damage, which causes expense, which causes us to not be able to improve the facilities to the level that some of the community would like. So if we can preserve the facilities as they are, maintain them in an efficient manner, and prevent any further damage, we can take those financial resources and hopefully apply them to further improvements down the road. One of the things that a lot of people might recognize at both Dodge Memorial Park and Sunset Park is there are now cameras at both locations. Is that to identify violators of ordinances like we're talking about today? No. Those folks that are using those parks are paying for a boat launch permit, and they should receive some protections from that fee. So those cameras were installed in an effort to provide a level of security for people's vehicles and trailers that are using those facilities. And in the event that there's damage or vandalism to the facilities themselves, to the vehicles that use them, to the bathrooms or whatever, we've got the capacity to do some investigation and identify those who are responsible. So that's kind of that whole situation in a nutshell, maybe a pretty big nutshell. But as a total, we're reasonable people. We're going to enforce it, and we want our facilities to stay whole and intact. So we ask the community to respect those facilities and do their best to load their boat safely without causing any damage to those ramps.
Matt, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob.
That is Matt Van Nicolk, the Chief Deputy for the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office.